Previously on Algoa FM.
Now, Algoa Country, you got to get ready for the epic J-Bay Surf Fest, SA's largest sport and music festival. Watch the world's best surfers compete, enjoy top-class musicians and comedians, browse the festival market, or conquer one of the many sporting events on offer. Ari Krak joins us now with the scoop. Ari, welcome to Algoa FM's Lunch Show.
Hey, Casey. Thanks for having us.
Fantastic. One of the headlines for this year's festival is the Corona Sierra Open J-Bay Surf Fest. What can festival goers expect?
Well, we built probably the biggest event that's come to the Eastern Cape on the Beach Surf. We've got the Casa Corona Bar and an amazing setup on the beach with 8 big screens. The event's obviously open to the public. We've got 36 of the world's best surfers competing for the ultimate prize, which is obviously the $100,000. And then also the J-Bay title, which is one of the most prestigious ones all year round. And then to go along with that, we've obviously got the music festival, the Parkoff Music Festival, some amazing artists like Sakes Petunie, Dean Fuel, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. That's a paid event which happens in the park every evening. And it's going to be bigger and better than any other year.
What does it mean to Jeffreys Bay to host such a major World Surfing League championship tour?
Well, if you put it into context, this is the richest sporting event in South Africa. It happens all the year round. So it's a major, major sporting event, particularly for a small town like Jeffreys Bay. I think J-Bay is synonymous with the way of super tubes. And to have everyone here, particularly this time of the year, while everyone's on school holidays and all the other festivities that happen, it really lights up the town. I mean, even now, the streets are full. There's people on the beach. All the world's best surfers are here walking in front of us. You know, I don't think there's anywhere else in our country where it happens like this.
I know a lot of our surfers out there and top contenders in the past, the likes of Kelly Slater contended. Who are the top contenders for this year?
Well, the world number one is Jordy Smith, who's South African, and he's in the event. So he's world number one coming into this event, which is extremely exciting. He's in the yellow jersey. We've also got a local homegrown hero, Matthew McGillivray, who lives in Jeffreys Bay. He's a wild card. And then Luke Thompson, who's from up on the coast from Durban, he just won the Bonito Pro, so he gets the second wild card into this event. And then on the lady side, we've got Sarah Baum. So we've got four South Africans competing in this World Tour event.
I'd like to touch on the entertainment aspect of the event, your musical festival, the Parkoffs. Which artists can we expect to see live on stage during this Parkoff Music Festival?
Off the top of my head, obviously our biggest actor is going to be Zakes Petunie, who was on the Sunday the 13th, I believe it is. We've got Dean Fuel, Cinnamon, Kyle Kasim, those are the brothers that are coming to play. We've got an amazing artist that we brought in from Italy called Tribal Need, Dino Moran, Funky G, some amazing DJs that we're focusing on this year. The setup for the Parkoff Music Festival is bigger than it's ever been. I mean, at the moment I was in there 10 minutes ago, it's extremely impressive for the space that we've got. And it'd be lovely to see everybody in support.
Thank you so much, Ari Krak, J-Bay, Open Fest happening, and of course the Music Festival Parkoff over the weekend as well. Final words from your side, Ari.
I think just, you know, it's a big festival. There's lots happening for the 10 days. We've obviously got mountain biking, the mountain bike event. We've got a big jiu-jitsu event, which is happening on the second weekend. There's paddle, there's this fishing skins, there's Funduro. And then one of the main things we've got is 8 big screens along the site here. So if anybody wants to come down and watch the rugby, we've got Pat Davidson on Saturday with his Red Bull playing just before the rugby that's going to be happening. So everything turns into a fan park when there's no surfing on. Obviously, Wimbledon finals too, MotoGP. There's something to do every minute of the day in J-Bay during the festival.
Fantastic. Ari Krak, thank you so much for joining us on the Lunch Show this afternoon. Greatly appreciated.
Cheers, Coach.
Your digital library experience. Podcasts from algoafm.co.za.